It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
There's a lot of reasons that the spark can die in a relationship. Hmm. You know, there's a lot of reasons that you can stop being intimate with each other.
Yeah.
Financial issues is a big one.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I know for me, financial issues have ruined me being intimate with about three people.
What?
Really?
I can't afford $60 three times a week. I can't afford it anymore.
Like that.
So we're no longer intimate because of the financial issue.
Yeah, I see.
Franny's on the phone, and that's not her problem. She has a boyfriend named Curtis, and she wants to make an Awkward Tuesday phone call today because Curtis is so addicted to Minecraft that it's affecting their relationship. They don't really talk anymore. They don't hang out and go on dates. And yes, they're not intimate anymore either. So she's about to call him, and instead of just asking him to stop playing Minecraft, she's going to say that she deleted it on accident because she wants to hear his reaction.
Oh, man.
What are you hoping to hear, Franny?
I'm hoping that he's going to be like, it's not a big deal. Like, you know, maybe I should take a break.
Okay. Franny.
Yeah, right.
Welcome to reality. Hi, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You said he's been playing this nonstop for 4 or 5 months, like obsessively.
Yeah, but I still have hope.
Okay. Through all this, I forgot to ask, how long have you and him been together?
A little over 2 years.
Okay.
Oh, so quite a while. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, advice, huh? We got to give her advice?
I mean, I think you already know what you want to do, right?
Yeah.
I think just prepare for the worst and hope for the best in this one.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to flip out.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to dial his phone number right now, and then you can have your conversation.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Oh, hey, babe. How's it going?
It's good. How's your day?
It's going all right. How's it going there?
It's fine. I'm just on my break. It's like nothing special.
No, same here.
So I have something happened, and I don't really know how to tell you, so I guess I'll just
Are you
say
okay?
It. Yeah, no, I'm fine. Okay. Nothing. It's like not that big of a deal, but last night, I guess, I was, like, messing around on the computer, and I think I deleted your Minecraft game on accident.
Wait, hold on. You think or no?
I tried, like, finding it and, like, looking in the trash, and I can't find it. So I'm
Stop. Did you delete the game, or did you delete my realm?
I don't know what a realm is, but I don't know where the game is, so I'm not sure.
All right, I mean, I guess it's fine. I could download it later and then log in, and my realm would be fine. So.
No. I think I did delete your realms. I can't pull them up. I'm really sorry.
In order for you to delete it, you would physically have to go in, click on the realm, and push delete. Are you telling me that's what you did?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Sorry, but it's just
You said you didn't even know about Minecraft. Now you know enough to delete my whole world? What's wrong with you, friend?
I mean, honestly, like, you play it all the time. I figured it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, maybe you could take a break or something. I don't know.
Because it's my escape. It's my release.
Release from what? Like, is your life that bad? You have to escape?
No,
every night
that's where
like
I go
hours?
To take a break.
A break from what?
Oh, my gosh. Why would you do that, friend?
Oh, just
you don't
calm
even know
down.
About the game.
Calm down. It's
no,
just a
calm
game.
Down. The game was important to me. Oh, man. Do you know how much stuff I acquired? It's going to take me months to mine some of that stuff back.
Sorry, but it's just a game, Curtis.
It's not just a game. It's not just a game. Do you know how many hours I've spent? You really don't love
what?
Me. You don't love me. You don't.
Curtis.
If you love me, you wouldn't say something that mean to me.
Babe, come on. You know that is not true. You're being ridiculous right now.
You do not. You don't love me. You do not love me.
What?
Hey, Curtis, buddy, you all right, man?
Wait, what is that? Who is this?
Hey,
hi, Curtis.
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Gosh. I feel so bad for you.
What is this? What's going on?
I am so sorry to hear how you're feeling, but Franny, you good, man? Hey,
take a
breath.
Deep breath.
Yeah,
it's
take a breath, man. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth.
Curtis.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Okay, Curtis. Curtis.
It did not delete your game.
What?
Calm down.
What's going on? What is all going on? What are you saying?
Curtis, I know this is all very confusing and very emotional right now, okay? Just take a breath and listen for a second, okay? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. We do a segment on our show called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
Okay.
Franny emailed us because she says that you've been playing Minecraft a lot, and she wanted to talk to you about that. And she made up the story about deleting your Minecraft realm. So it's still there.
It's still there, my realm and my world. Everything's still safe.
Yes, yeah. All your realms are still there, babe. It's all fine. Like, I just wanted to see, like, what you would do.
So this is just a big joke?
I mean, kind of.
Yeah. Curtis, I know you're in a very weak spot right now, but it's more than just a joke. She is concerned about how much you've been playing Minecraft.
I've been doing things.
What does that mean?
I know. You've been playing Minecraft for like 4 months.
No, I've been creating our dream home.
What?
Huh?
For the last 3 days, I've been exploring and I've been finding the perfect place for our dream home.
In the Minecraft world, you're building a dream house for you guys.
How does that work? I don't understand what you're saying.
What does that mean?
Well, in the game, I can explore things and find things to build a house. I built the dream house that we always talked about.
This isn't making any sense.
I built a virtual version of our dream house. Remember we talked about the house in the desert? Well, I built that.
Like, okay. So you can actually construct things in the game? Like,
yeah.
Okay. I think I'm getting it.
You could create your own world, and I was trying to create our own world for you and me in the game.
Really?
I know I've been working a lot on it, but I've been exploring, and I finally found the perfect environment, and I built our dream home on a hill.
Are you serious?
Wait, do you think that's romantic? I'm so confused about...
No, that's so sweet. I mean, like you said, you built it in the desert, babe.
Yeah, it's very romantic. It's in the desert.
Oh, my God. I mean, we've always talked about how we wanted to have our dream house in the desert. This is, like, adorable.
What?
That's why I was building it. I've been putting all the rooms together. I've been organizing the house. I wanted to show you when I was done.
Oh, my God.
Wait, are you crying now, too?
No, I'm not crying. I'm not crying. That's just really adorable.
It sounds like both you guys are in tears right now.
So wait, are you okay with all of his gameplay now? Because you called us because you had a big issue with it, and now you're fine with it because of the dream house?
No, I mean, I do still want to talk to you about, like, how much you're playing, Curtis, but, I mean, knowing that you can do things like that and you were focused on making something about us and, like, for me, I mean, that's really sweet.
Maybe we could play it together, spend some time together, and you could help me finish the house.
Well, yeah, I'll do that. I mean, as long as we can actually have maybe, like, a few more physical dates. But, yeah, like, I'll play Minecraft with you, Curtis.
Weird.
You know, we could actually download it on our phones and go out and play.
You can, yeah. You definitely can.
I don't know about playing it on my phone, like, when we're out. But, I mean, I'll give it a try when we're at home later tonight.
Okay, that's great. I'll plan us a date, too, where there's no Minecraft, just you and
really?
Me.
Really?
Like, yeah. Yep. Oh, sure will.
That would be so nice.
Wow.
I would really like that, Curtis.
Deal.
We went into this, and I was thinking that you guys had a really dysfunctional relationship, but now I feel like you're a match made in heaven.
Well, we just solved a problem for the first time in the show's history.
I think you're right.
I'm just questioning if there ever was a problem to begin with.
I don't know.
They're so kind to each other.
I'm in love.
Yeah.
With both of you guys.
I like them.